Square.
That's all, gentlemen. Now, look, you folks, be clear out of here. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Well, Sheriff, hadn't I better stay? You may need a doctor before this is over.
Square is the shame of something I'm hiding in my magic cave.
So, Sharon, you wait there. I'll keep you posted on whatever happens.
Yeah, but Carl, I don't...
Listen, there's nothing more for you to do here, Sharon.
Well, when Billy opened his eyes, he could see by the cave shape that the shape in the cave had three points. And between the points, there seemed to be three straight sides.
Can I have a bit of that sauce? How are the kids coming along with their studies? We're not. Well, what the heck?
Shaq and Mike Hostetler show, but not for the reasons that you might think. I'm doing them for the wrong reasons. I'm doing them for this episode, I should say. I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. I said that earlier. Not very long ago. And I'm doing it for the reasons of, I don't know, Dave. I guess I'm, begging for attention. Begging for it. And, you know how I get when I start to beg. I ain't too proud to beg. Too proud to, discount diner. Far too proud for that. They had a song about that, but I forget how it goes. Something about diner. Diner, I barely know her. I think we all know that track. Speaking of tracks, if you've been tracking what I've been up to, you'll know that I'm in the Upper Peninsula of the great state of Michigan, the Badger State. No, no, I think it's the Wolverine State. What state is the Badger State? It's Milwaukee. I mean Wisconsin. I should have known. I lived in Wisconsin for a little while. They have a Democratic governor. A lot of people don't know that. And their motto is forward. That's all, forward. So it's not so much a motto, but a direction. If you were giving somebody driving lessons, for example, that might be the kind of thing you'd say to them. As you hid behind your clipboard. Because Well, it's hard to, teach people to drive. But it gets easier over time. At least that's what I've been told. It's hard to tell, what's right or wrong these days. So much craziness in this planet Earth. And where's it going? I don't know if any of you have been keeping up with the news lately, but inflation's going. Down, they don't call it deflation, do they? They should call it deflation. You should say, people, we need to deflate everything. People love deflating things. I know, I was at a birthday party for my niece the other day. She's pretty young, and all those young people, they all have such hopes and dreams. And you can deflate those easily. Just read them some statistics. They'll start crying for their mommies. Like they always do. God forbid they put forth some effort. No. That's just not their style, is it? Nope, their style is just crying out for mom. Constantly. Never getting off their ass to do a thing for themselves. That's why I'm really not that big a fan of the younger people. Mainly children. Some people call them children. I guess you could call them all sorts of things. And I like to once in a while. Never when they're in the room with me, of course, because, well, that's just real. You know, they've got feelings to some degree. I don't know if that's true, though. Let's take a short break and ponder that thought.
So tell me about Charlie.
Could you forget about Charlie, please?
But you promised.
I will tell you about Charlie, then.
Pick out the mercy, my please. might be female. Russ, you know, my please. My please.
Uh-huh.
Russ, you know, my please. My
and
please.
You,
might be female. Russ, you know, my please. My please.
Bang, you know.
My please.
And you know,
my
you
please. You know,
uh-huh. I'm a stupid.
Russ, you know, my please.
Yeah, sure.
Tina.
Russ, you know, my please. My
bang,
please.
Bang, in a hose.
My please.
Bang,
you know, please. My please.
Tell the difference between the male fleas and the female, and you know you have to let the
fleas out every night.
Might be female, please.
My fleas.
Might be
female, please.
And you know you have to let the
fleas out every night.
I'm a
Russ, you know,
got mixed
my
up.
Fleas.
I couldn't, but an entomologist could.
Russ, you know, my fleas.
You could.
Got the Russ, you know, my fleas. My please.
Might be female, please.
Russ, you know, my please.
Well,
I couldn't.
I wouldn't want him to kill any of my fleas. And you know, you have to let the
fleas out.
I wouldn't want him to kill any of my fleas.
Uh-huh. I couldn't.
Russ, you know, my please.
Well, you might have got me.
Don't you think so?
Might
be female, please.
Staying in a hotel. And you know, you have to let the
fleas out every night to exorcise. Might be female.
Who is it?
Well, folks, back to the meat and bones of this whimsical podcast of mine. Speaking of whimsy, wanted to let everybody know that you can now reach me now. I finally got my email working again at mike@hunchbunny.com. You can just email me and just tell me what's wrong and I'll try to fix it. Been reading a lot about Hiro Yamamoto, Japanese-American bassist, was the founding member of the grunge band Soundgarden. Formed it with Kid Cornell. He's a boxer, I think. And then some chick, Kim Thale is her name. I don't really know her very well either. A lot of Kims, though. You got Kim Deal playing bass. Well, I don't know if Kim Thale's playing bass. He might be, though. You have Kim Deal, Kim Gordon, and now Kim Thale. The grunge years were all about Kim. So it was the year of Kim. It was the year Kim broke. And, that guy was the original bass player, but then he left. It makes you wonder, why would he have left? What could he have done that, made him depart? He left the band. It wasn't like they kicked him out, or they were going on tour and he didn't want to, leave his potato farm unmanned for 6 months. It wasn't anything like that. He just chose to leave. And then they got super famous, obviously. But he completed the requirements for his master's degree in physical chemistry. He's currently the chief of organic chemistry at Edge Analytical in Burlington, Washington. Jeez, fancy. And he was in Soundgarden. Tough life for this guy, right? No, that's great. I was gonna go into organic chemistry. I guess I just didn't have the passion for it when it came down to I didn't feel like looking into that stuff. That's the problem, you know. You're like, oh, I love what? Pick something. I love dogs. Go to veterinary school for what, like a week or two? You'd be like, oh, I hate dogs. All they do is bite me and shit everywhere. Well, that's all they do to me. I don't know what they do to you. But I imagine that's where I would be at with the dogs at that point. Although I've never been a big veterinary person. You never know. Sometimes I think I should go into politics, you know. I could become a good, like, alder statesman or something. You never know. Comptroller in some small town. It's a dream. Not my dream. It's a dream. Dreams are important. Not my dreams, but a dream is important. Let's take a short break and think about dreams. Why they elude us so quickly. Yeah.
can feel the keyboards out there. I can feel the keyboards out there. Stop it, folks.
15, 25, 38.
I can feel the keyboards out there. I can feel the keyboards out there. Stop it, folks.
Well, then,
every time,
you know,
stop it, folks.
It wasn't a trick.
And then so,
and then it was
no!
locked. And then so, and then it was locked.
Al Capone's vault.
I guess that's like their
popular television.
Has the security guard.
And then so,
and then it was locked.
And then so,
and then it was locked
in a
box.
Locked box.
And then it was locked in.
Locked
I can feel the keyboards out there. And then it was locked
in. Locked box.
And then it was locked.
Let's get into this sealed
lock.
No!
Popular television show called Wanna Bet.
In a hospital, to prevent the spread of germs, everyone is concerned with cleanliness. Cleanliness of the people, of the clothes they wear, and the instruments they use. Most of us aren't as careful as people in a hospital. Have you ever put something like a pencil into your mouth? That's one way germs make it into your body. Taking a bite of someone else's food is another way you may get germs into your body. That's why it's a good idea to refuse offers like this.
You talked to the wrong man, Lieutenant. I'm on a police report. Well, besides, then,
but you're interested in the outbreak of unpremeditated homicides, aren't you?
Always so.
You can also get germs from another person by drinking from a glass that someone else has used and not washed. That has been handled with unclean hands, yours or someone else's, may have germs on it. When you eat such foods, germs can get into your body. Many germs thrive on the warmth, food, and moisture found in your body.
So in every one of these cases, the murderer had committed the crime because God told him to do it.
So if your skin is cut or broken, germs may enter your body and cause an infection. Prevent an infection, you can apply an antiseptic, which, like the germ-fighting elements in some soaps, kills many of the germs. But even if your skin is not cut or broken, it's still a good health habit to care for your skin and keep it clean. Let's see why.
That's Swamp and
running on the treadmill. Who knows? I get a little really emotional around this time of year. We can talk about that in the next episode. Maybe. Remind me. This is Shackle Lancaster, though, and I'll see all you creepy cats next time.